News release. Barry Public Library. The Barry Public Library, BPL, is thrilled to welcome a social worker from CFS Counseling Plus Wellbeing, CFS, to the downtown library in the role of community navigator beginning May 1st. The new community navigator will work with individuals that visit BPL who are experiencing societal issues such as homelessness, precarious housing, food insecurity, poverty, unemployment, mental health crises, and addictions. Social worker Aisha Kareem Meehan will provide support at all three library locations, with a focus on the downtown library. As CFS is dedicated to working in collaboration with our community partners, we are very excited to join BPL in delivering this program, said CFS Executive Director Michelle Bergen. This initiative perfectly aligns with our new strategic plan's objective to increase our impact by bringing service to our local community. The Community Navigator position is a pilot project and will be in place from April 29 to DEC 31. The project has received funding support from the County of Simcoe. We know that vulnerable individuals often reach out for help in a number of ways. That is why a community navigator has the potential to be so important in community spaces like public libraries, said Warden Basil Clark, County of Simcoe. With this pilot project, we hope to gain real-life data and learnings while we work to support unhoused individuals in effective and meaningful ways across our region, he added. This is just one more way we are committed to building up housing and hope for individuals in the communities we are so proud to serve. The community navigator will hold dedicated drop-in hours and provide information, support, referrals, and advocacy to help individuals make choices that lead to positive changes in their lives. Public libraries are intentionally accessible and welcoming spaces for all residents, including those facing challenging life experiences, said Lauren Jessup, CEO of the Barry Public Library. This position will help those individuals facing complex societal issues, while allowing library staff to focus on the library services they were trained to provide. We look forward to seeing the positive outcomes, she said.